Luckily for me, I don't have to worry about those things because I'm form tackling anyway. But you know, it might be a lot of missed tackles here these next couple weeks. I mean, you see a guy wide open, I'm pretty sure a few defensive guys all over the league are going to be a little hesitant. It's just going to happen. I think you'll see it. But I think you can't slow down in this game, not in this level. Unfortunately, there'll probably still be some hits because, I mean, you can't slow down or else you'll get hurt that way too. So it's a fine line. And, you know, keep your head up, you know, just play smart, and, you know, we'll get through this.
Is it a respect factor? Guys got to, you know, respect their opponents, want to beat them, want to hit them hard, but mm-hmm. also respect them.
Definitely. You know, anytime you cross over to the path of being dirty or head hunting, anything like that, I mean, it's not a part of this game. I mean, at some point, people glorified that, but we can't have that in the game.
Tell me about last week. You guys played so well and didn't get rewarded at the end. Is something you can build on, something you let go? What's your attitude as you approach the next game?
I think it was some good things on the film. We saw it, but we didn't get the W, and that's ultimately the thing we try to get every week. But we're going to take the good things, which there was a lot of, and we're going to build off of them and get on to Oakland this week.
When you had a team like the Jets that one of the best in the NFL. You had Peyton Manning, the Colts before that. You had the Ravens.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk to some of these younger guys as a veteran and say, hey, guys, this is still an NFL team. Don't think we can pass anyone because the Raiders have struggled.
We played some good teams. And it's a long season left. We're not even halfway through it. So we still have, you know, high hopes for this year, and the young guys are still going to step up and play like we did last week if we need to. And like I said, we're going to push on.
But is it easier to get that chip on your shoulder when you're not supposed to beat a team versus when teams may be looking at you that way?
You never want to do that, you know. You want to go out and look at a game every week and take the opponent on every week. But just because you're not going against Peyton Manning every week, you know, it doesn't mean, oh, you know, it's a relief. No. Any given Sunday, any team can beat another team. And, you know, we have to prepare this league like we prepared 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Nate, along those lines, the Raiders have shown incredible inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Beat some really good teams, lose to some bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Is that aggravating? How does that affect your preparation, knowing that this team is Jekyll and Hyde?
You got to plan for Jekyll. Whatever you got to do, you got to plan for the best one. And I think that's what, if you got a team, I mean, you can look at us and say we've been the same way this year. So we're going to prepare for their best shot. They're a talented, fast, big team. We know that. You know, they got all kind of sub 4-4 guys running around. They got some talent over there. So we got to prepare for it and be ready for it, for sure.
Players concerned about division rivals. Do you guys think about that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's good to learn about, you know, the new division, the new rivals. You know, we're one of the last teams in the league to play a division opponent. So we got to get, you know, it's a new focus here, and we're going to, you know, you win your division. That's one way to, you know, get yourself a good chance to get into the next tourney. So, you know, big game this week, just like last week. AFC opponent, AFC West opponent. You know, we got to have this one.
Fair to say the division rival, the rivalry doesn't mean, you know, the Bronco Raider rivalry mean anything to you?
My first year, I don't know what it means yet, but I'll find out Sunday.